Ready to get the fit body of your dreams? Welcome to the Fit Body Podcast. I'm Jolie Lori, an IFBB Fitness Pro, certified personal trainer and nutrition coach. Back in 2004, I created one of the world's first online personal training programs and have helped thousands of women transform their bodies and their lives online ever since. I've been featured in fitness magazines worldwide and even competed on American Ninja Warrior. But my passion is helping women love both how they look and how they feel through balanced workouts and healthy eating. Welcome to the Fit Body Podcast. Have you ever experienced knee pain while you're exercising? If you have, you're not alone. Research shows that nearly 20% of women have knee pain while exercising. In today's episode, I will dive into this critical topic for anyone looking to maintain their knee health while pursuing their fitness goals. I'm going to spotlight the leg exercises that, despite their popularity, might not be the best choice for women with knee issues. I'm on a mission to help you understand how certain movements, often some of the staples in traditional weight training, can actually do more harm than good. They place excessive strain on your knee joints. If you're a woman that wants lean and defined legs, but needs to work around some of those knee issues, this is the episode for you. And I tell you, from my research and personal experience, some of the leg exercises we will want to avoid, which could compromise your knee health, especially if you already have knee pain or you're recovering from a knee injury. I said personal experience because I definitely have been there. I've had 3 independent knee injuries, ACL tears actually, and I've had the surgeries to replace each one of them along with the physical therapy and recovery, all several years apart. So this is a topic near and dear to my heart because I want to ensure that we're doing everything we can to protect your knee joint as you're getting those lean and defined legs. Okay, so stay tuned as I take you through some of the leg exercises you will want to modify or totally avoid if you have knee pain and discomfort. Let's dive in. If you're a woman with knee pain or you're concerned about your knee joint health, there are 3 things that I want you to look for with leg exercises in particular. These are those leg exercises you should avoid. First, I want to talk through some of the biomechanics and the physiological impacts that the movements will have. Really, there's 3 categories here. First, we'll identify exercises that involve deep knee flexion. Exercises like deep squats or lunges will significantly increase the compressive forces on the patellofemoral joint. These could exacerbate joint pain and cause stress to the cartilage and your knee structures. That's deep knee flexion. Second are exercises that involve heavy load, things like heavy squats or leg press. Those can elevate the shear and compressive forces across the knee joint itself. The increased load can aggravate symptoms of osteoarthritis and impact the joint's ability to absorb shock. Lastly, I want to call out high-impact exercises that require rapid directional changes or significant pounding. Movements like plyometrics or agility drills can increase the risk of ligament injury. They can exacerbate existing conditions that can cause abrupt increases in the pressure inside the knee joint. They can stress the joint's stabilizing structures. So when looking at some of the biomechanics and the physiological impacts of certain exercises, you want to choose movements that will support your knee health. For my online personal training clients with knee issues, I recommend lower impact exercises that don't require extensive flexion and which avoid heavy weight bearing down, putting unneeded pressure on the joint. If you have knee issues, here are my top 7 exercises for the legs that I want you to be extremely careful with or avoid doing altogether. First, we have very heavy deep squats. When you take barbell squats really deep and extend beyond a 90-degree angle with your knees, taking that movement close to the floor, so buns to the ground, it places your knees at a bad angle and can significantly strain that knee joint. Those heavy, deep squats, as good as they might be for your glutes and your quads, are ones that you want to avoid or modify. You can go lighter with the weight, or you can modify the range of motion, making the squat more shallow. The second exercise I want to address is leg press. And that's a leg press with a deep knee bend. So shallow leg press or lighter leg press can actually be really good in a knee-friendly exercise if you are not taking them so deep. But if you are bending your knee beyond a 90-degree angle, taking it really close to where your glutes are almost touching the leg press plate, that's going to put a lot of strain on the knee joint as you press back up. You want to avoid the leg press with that really deep knee bend or with a super heavy weight. The third leg exercise I want women to avoid when they have knee issues is more of a full category, actually. So this is going to be all the movements that are high impact, things that are jumping and bounding, exercises like box jumps or switch lunges or jump squats, things that have a sudden forceful impact on landing. Those can be really harsh on your knees. You want to avoid plyometric hops and high impact jumping exercises. The fourth exercise, deep lunges. Lunges can be great, but they really can place a lot of strain on your knee joints. While you can modify lunges and go through a smaller range of motion as you might with leg press, if you do heavy, really deep lunges, that's going to create a lot of stress and strain on the joint in the downward phase of the exercise. This is of particular concern if you allow your toes to pass over your knees in that forward position of the lunge. That's going to create more of a severe angle with your knee joint. I really do suggest avoiding those deep, heavy lunges if you already have weak or bad knees. The fifth exercise I want you to be really careful with when you have knee pain is heavy leg extensions. Now, let me walk you through a little of the mechanics of this exercise so you can really understand the impact on a knee joint. It seems like leg extensions could be a good exercise for knees, but not so much. Leg extensions specifically target the quadriceps by extending the knee against resistance. So you're sitting in the machine, you're pressing up against the resistance, and while it is working to strengthen your quadriceps, the way the force is applied with the pad directly at your ankles creates a lever action, and that's going to intensify the load on your patellar tendon at the front of your knee. Imagine the knee joint at full extension under heavy weight. It's really a precarious position and makes your knee vulnerable to the stress and strain of the movement. It adds a lot of stress, really, and it can make your symptoms worse, and it can loosen and pull on those ligaments. Heavy leg extensions are going to be an exercise you want to avoid if you already have knee issues. This sentiment also rings true for my sixth exercise, the opposing exercise to leg extensions, which is full range leg curls. These are sometimes called hamstring curls or hamstring curl-ins. Let me talk about this exercise for a moment. So these full range leg curls involve bending the knee against resistance. This places a significant stress again on the joint and the surrounding ligaments, particularly when you're at maximum flexion. With these, the hamstring muscle exerts a pulling force on the tibia, potentially worsening knee pain by compressing the joint and really straining and stressing the internal structures. Both leg extensions and leg curls are a class of open chain leg exercises. These are movements where the foot is not fixed to the ground or to another surface, and that's going to allow your leg to move more freely. Open chain exercises are problematic for women who have knee pain and knee injuries because they can place more strain on the ligaments themselves. They lack that stabilization that you get when you plant your foot on the ground. My final exercise you want to be really careful with if you have knee issues is the hack squat. Machine hack squats can be problematic for people with knee pain because the machine's fixed movement path, which might not align with the natural biomechanics of your knee joint. Specifically, a hack squat requires a deep knee flexion while your feet and back are supported. This position can cause an unnatural distribution of forces across the knee joint, specifically increasing the compressive forces on the patellar tendon and the anterior knee structures. Also, the machine's fixed path doesn't really allow for the natural variability in movement patterns of an individual's body. In general, I like hack squats. They're a good exercise, but if you have knee problems or knee injuries, this is on my list of things to avoid. There you have it, my top 7 exercises you should either modify or avoid if you have knee pain. If you want to find out more about this topic, head over to my website, julielurie.com, where I have a full article about the best and the worst leg exercises for women with weak knees. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Fit Body Podcast. Thank you for joining me on the Fit Body Podcast. Looking forward to sharing more health and fitness information with you soon. Want more information about my online personal training for women or the world's best supplements and protein powder? Check out fitbody.com for more info.